Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Around the world, social media is making it easier for people to have a voice on governance, discuss issues, organize around causes, and hold leaders accountable. Social media has, to an extent, given voices to people to freely air their opinion on governance and democracy in different countries around the world. Some social media platforms like Facebook were originally designed to connect friends and family, but as unprecedented numbers of people channel their political energy through them, they are now being used in unprecedented ways with societal repercussions that were never anticipated. In a country like Nigeria, according to a report by Statista, as of the third quarter of 2020, WhatsApp was the most popular social media in Nigeria. It was mentioned by 93% of internet users aged 16 to 64 years as their favorite platform. Facebook and YouTube followed, being used respectively by 86% and 82% of individuals with access to the internet. In 2020, the number of social media users in Nigeria reached roughly 28 million, with that large number having access to social media. How can social media be used positively, especially for the benefit of Nigerian democracy? What is the negative impact of social media abuse? We put this question to some Nigerians on Facebook, and this is what they say.
My name is Michael Emmanuel from Kaduna State, and I was opportune to do a lot of to read a lot about the role of social media in regime change in democratic societies. And we were able to see the impact of social media, how it has changed so many authoritarian regimes. That is why if we can throw back to 2011, we'll be able to see the impact the social media have created in regime change against the Arab worlds. Egypt was one of them with Mercy, Muhammad Mercy. We've seen other countries like that followed. And if we can check the history of Philippines, we'll get to know that can never be denied. The impact can never be denied. But one thing, it's paramount to the role of social media. It becomes more healthy in a democratic society whenever the news that it's being carried is true, in order not to dent the trust, in order for the trust of the citizen to align with the newscasters.
Yes, Nigeria can use social media to strengthen Nigerian democracy by dissemination, that is, by sharing information, spreading positive things about democracy. Like, you know, normally Nigerians will say votes don't count, they don't need to vote, they don't have a voter's card. These are some of the things we do on social media. We tell people, sometimes we argue deeply. Someone will just come up and say, vote doesn't count. But the question is, if vote don't count, why do politicians always go out there to bribe people to go and vote for them? It shows votes count. But because people don't come out to vote, there's always chances of manipulating the results. So truly, social media can strengthen Nigerian democracy, and it has been doing its best. People have been using it to do their best, to disseminate, to give out information, encourage people to go and vote, get a voter's card, these, that. Certain things we've been telling people to do. Now some have been doing it. Just like some time back, I told some people, elderly people and some young people, if you don't vote, if you don't go out there and vote for the person they want. I told them, if you don't go out there to vote for who you want as your leader, someone you don't want will come as your leader. And whatever he or she does, whatever decision they take, must definitely touch or impact their lives.
Abubakar Muhammad from Trinidad, Nigeria. I think we have many ways in which if you can use social media in such an...
However, what we are experiencing is a spillover of the general insecurity that the nation is experiencing. We have other...
rest of them, where we can create a kind of awareness among ourselves so that we can create a kind of incentives like patriotism. How can we be a good citizens, have good governance in our nations? Like, how can we bring a more peaceful coexistence? Because Nigeria is a nation that houses different ethnic groups, so that we can use many social media platforms in order to create a kind of good awareness.
Those are some Nigerians sharing their views on the impact of social media on the Nigerian democracy. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 Yola Adamawa State. We will be going on a short break Tuesday.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to our podcast on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about the impact of social media on Nigerian democracy. With 28 million Nigerians having access to social media and the level of anonymity granted by the platforms, can those who post false and fake information be apprehended, especially in a country like Nigeria? What is the effect of social media on the Nigerian democracy? With the upcoming general elections, should we be worried about social media and the role it might play? I put these questions and more to a media expert.
My name is Awol Salihu. I am retired civil servant from National Broadcasting Commission. A question like this really cannot have a yes or no answer because it is a very wide area. And the things that come together, the different influences that come together to either pose a threat or even help in development, you know, are many. Democracy as it is, you know, all over the world thrives on communication. And when you're talking about communication, you're looking at the various actors and factors that participate in that kind of communication. We do know that the executives, for instance, have a line of communication and ideas and information they want to present to the public. Legislators have their own, party organs have their own, and then, of course, the electorate themselves. There are supporters, there are adversaries, and then there are plain mischief makers who are just there to cause trouble. Now, when you talk about causing problems for democracy or a threat to democracy, those mischief makers will be like 1/6 or 1/7 of the various agents of communication that we're looking at. So those mischief makers are the ones that we need to look at and examine to see whether or not they form the kind of critical mass that would generate the problems, you know, that can be a threat to democracy. But generally speaking, social media, media generally speaking, is supposed to enhance democracy because democracy thrives on communication.
Okay, now you said media generally is supposed to enhance democracy, and you've made reference to mischief makers on social media. So with over a certain high level of percentage of Nigerians using social media, we have very few who go to the extra extent to confirm information. And I would say we have some mischief makers who put wrong information out there. Would you say that this social media is going to help democracy thrive, or is helping democracy thrive, especially with the fact that it's a ground that breeds so many things at the same time?
Social media will help democracy to thrive if we are willing to take the necessary steps. The authorities that are responsible for looking at what is happening in the social media should be ready to take a look at who is saying what and what is happening anywhere. there is no absolute freedom anywhere. And if anybody believes that they want to have freedom to attack others or to create mischief among the society or to, you know, how should I say, to attack people's reputation in the in the media, then they should be prepared also to face the consequences. Because as much as they have a right to communicate, the people they are attacking, the society also has the right, you know, to defend itself. So yeah, the issue of whether or not they can form a threat, you know, it depends on how active the authorities are in checking, you know, the activities of people on social media. When I say checking, I don't necessarily mean gagging or stopping people from participating in the social media, but being generally aware of what is going on in the social media and sufficiently putting out the necessary information to let people know that for everything that you do, if you create problems, there are consequences.
Now, I want us to bring this explanation back home. In a country like Nigeria, with how social media has been used a lot, to take, for instance, the End-SARS movement and the several controversies that came up, how social media has been used. Now, it's not the first time. We had the Ebola case, period, where they said people should bath with salt.
Yes,
so we've had
the Ebola issue.
Yeah, so we've had such cases now. In a country like Nigeria, do you think the government has what it takes to actually apprehend peddlers of false information via social media?
I think it does. I think it does. If it is willing to deploy everything at its disposal, I think the government has the capability. It has the means. But one thing that we have discovered a lot after all the analysis and all the noise on social media, you find that a lot of the people who are causing the problems on social media are not even residents in Nigeria. You find that a very large percentage are expatriate Nigerians. So it is not something that Nigeria alone can solve. It has to solve it in collaboration with other governments and other agencies that are outside the boundaries of Nigeria.
How can social media be used to boost our democracy, especially with the upcoming election we have now?
The people in the executive side of government should make sure they give sufficient access to the public on activities that they are doing by having websites, by creating all kinds of, you know, by creating blogs and having all these social media handles through which they can saturate, if I might say, the public with the activities of the government. The legislators, who are supposed to be the representatives of the people, should be able to get across to their constituents with what is happening about the facts and figures, you know, and how things are done and how things, what are expected of their, of the, of their constituents. Party organs should be able to sell their party manifesto and programs to the people and tell them what we are doing, what we are not doing. Then the electorate themselves, you know, should be able to find information from genuine sources and not from anonymous sources. As a member of the public, if you read an information, just recently somebody put out a story that China has already taken over an airport in Uganda, only for us to discover later that even the airport project has not even been completed. You understand?
Yeah.
So if people are going to listen to that kind of information without verification, without finding out, then it is likely to lead to chaos and problems. People should verify whatever information they get from social media before they act on it.
That was our Salihu, a media expert. Social media can be a force for good and a strong force against tyranny, with Nigerians spending about a quarter of their average waking time on social media. We do need to have a national conversation on how social media can be used for national development, and that conversation should definitely start on social media. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM, it's 9.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. I am Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.